Starting with national news, traffic came to a halt on the A3 this morning after a multi-vehicle crash. At 8:30 a.m. there were at least 10 kilometre of tailbacks. Defence Minister Yuriko Bakers has explained in conversation with RTL that Luxembourg will invest 5.5 billion euros in defence over the next 4 years as part of its NATO commitments. The government, unions and healthcare providers met yesterday to address the long-standing financial issues of Luxembourg's National Health Fund, the CNS. In international news, 20 Israeli hostages have been released by Hamas as President Trump made a whirlwind visit to the Middle East. Trump joined Egyptian, Qatari and Turkish leaders in signing a Gaza ceasefire declaration. The new French cabinet is expected to present a draft budget today, targeting a deficit below 5% of GDP. And Luxembourg's Football World Cup qualifying campaign continues to struggle after the Redlands fell 2-0 to Slovakia last night. For more on these stories and for the latest news and updates, head to rtltoday.lu. After a foggy start, we're in for a cloudy day with some clear spells. Morning temperatures of 10 degrees are expected to rise to 16 degrees.